You are listening to KLRN Radio, where liberty and reason still reign.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq, Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now. 800-910-1370. That's 800-910-1370. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-910-1370.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-516-7602 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-516-7602 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-516-7602. That's 1-800-516-7602. Again, 1-800-516-7602.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-783-0810 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-783-0810. Again, that's 800-783-0810.
As a small business owner, you deserve more. More confidence, more connectivity, more of the tools that help your business thrive. And at Cox Business, you can expect more from us. We don't just have sales reps. We have perfect plan identifiers, people who will work with you to make sure your business gets everything it needs and nothing that it doesn't. Your business deserves more, and that's why you can expect more from Cox Business. Call 800-526-8572 to switch today.
Today, this breakfast isn't just breakfast. It might be the first McDonald's breakfast you're having at McDonald's again. This lunch might be a weekly tradition you hadn't had in weeks. And this dinner might be the first one you bought for not just you in a while. Whatever this order is for you, McDonald's will be here to take it.
Get more of the chicken you love with a delicious McChicken sandwich for $1. And for an extra buck, add a refreshing Dr. Pepper. Dining rooms are starting to reopen in certain communities at participating McDonald's. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Ready to stand out? Army ROTC prepares you not only as a college student, but as a strong leader, allowing you to earn the rank of second lieutenant. You will be eligible for full tuition, merit-based scholarships, and develop leadership skills essential for your future. Start strong and enhance your college experience. Visit your campus Army ROTC representative today. To find out how you can earn up to a full tuition scholarship, visit goarmy.com/podcast to locate your closest ROTC program today. Army officers inspire strength in others. Paid for by the United States Army.
The following program contains coarse language and adult themes. Listener discretion is advised.
Don't you believe? I can't believe it's already March. Can you guys believe it's March? I've got Rick and Aaron with tonight. Diane is sick. And hey. March 2022, isn't that insane?
Yeah.
Yes.
No, well, it's insane to me because honestly, it feels like it was like 2019, like 5 minutes ago. I don't know where the last couple of years have went.
Yeah.
And now it was January. I feel like it was January, I know, yesterday, and it's March now.
But I have a theory that the older you get, like, Aaron, you're not there yet. The older yes. you get, time speeds up. It's a physics thing.
Actually, I agree, but it's a perception thing. Because if you think about it, when we were kids, say from about age 5 to 10, it seemed like it took like 4 years to get to every Christmas. But that's because at that point, a year was a tenth of your life. Once you get to between 40 and 50, it's 1/50th of your life.
Yeah, so yeah. It's a perception thing. It just seems like I was putting Christmas stuff up. It's so crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and my year is defined by cheer events. So we just had NCA, which is the National Cheer Association. That's their largest event in the United States. Countries are represented from all over the world. Because cheer is a thing now that the Olympics has decided that cheer can be an event. So now you have countries that have never even thought of cheerleading suddenly having cheerleaders. So it's crazy. But so that's how once that happens, it feels like boom. Then it's like end of the school year. So it like everything speeds up for me after that. So anyway, that was my weekend. So I'm assuming I already know Aaron turned on the State of the Union on and off. Rick, you were live streaming it, right?
Yeah, I had to sit through the whole thing, and I may have pulled out hair from time to time.
See, I didn't watch it. I just watched Jen and Stacy's commentary.
Yeah.
Fun times.
You know, I was watching the Purdue-Wisconsin basketball game, and when it got to halftime, I just switched over, and Right when Biden was like talking about like the Ukrainian truce, and then he says, and then he goes, and then he calls him Iranian. I switched, and I like just before that moment, and I started dying laughing. And then I switched back to the basketball game because he put me to sleep pretty quickly.
Yeah, not a lot of energy.
Yeah.
Well, until the end, then he started yelling at everybody like a pissed off grandpa.
Yeah, so let's talk about form. Let's just talk about this for a second. So a lot of our listeners of the Red Wine know that my husband has early onset dementia. He was an executive, and one of the things that he did was get deals between his pharmaceutical company and the government for like the VA and the DOD. So he was big into contracts. Now, I say that because to this day, if you sat down with him, he could probably talk your ear off about it and remember every detail of every contract. Like when it comes to work and things he's done, you would never know anything's wrong. You know, sometimes people that he used to work with will call and then they say to me, oh, I can't even tell he's sick. So it's things like that that remind me of Biden, because this guy's been in politics for over 50 years. So a lot of this stuff is just old hat to him. He's been doing it forever, reading off a teleprompter, reading a speech, doing that kind of stuff. I think people assume, because it's hard for them, that if he was really sick, he wouldn't be able to do that. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Yeah, does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's been doing it since, well, yeah, I don't know, like you said, like 50 years though. So I don't think dementia would, I don't know if he has it, although it definitely looks like it would completely ruin his like mental capacity, like to even read the teleprompter.
Well, and that's just it. Like, there's stages. People forget. Like, people have dementia for years before it's serious, right? Like there are stages. So he is in the beginning stages. Because even when you look at 2016 video of him and speeches, there's a significant difference. So that's just my thing. So yesterday, I'm watching Fox News and some other things. They're talking about Putin's cognitive issues. And the question comes up, does Vladimir Putin have something wrong with him cognitively? And you have them talking about how he looks different and all these different things. And I'm thinking, are you kidding me? Like, nobody's talking about Biden?
Yeah, I mean, and the Putin thing, it can kind of be explained away is that, well, he's getting up there in age, and since he took power, he's wanted to restore the old, like, Soviet Union and their territories. And since the invasion of, now, Ukraine is not going too well, and he's getting up there in age, he's kind of panicking. Because he's not going to live out, what he's wanted to do now since he's taken power.
Yeah, yes. So, but and again, I just think Putin is a crazy, Dr. Evil. But go on and on the news about Putin and the concern for his cognitive function and not say a thing about, Mr. Diaper Pants in the White House is like, what the hell? What kind of alternate reality are we living in?
Because they got to cover up for their side. Now I remember when they would question Trump's cognitive abilities. Yeah. When he sounded pretty normal.
Well, and Trump has diarrhea of the mouth. Like he says a lot of things where you're like, oh my god,
shut up.
but I think when people have diarrhea of the mouth and they say whatever comes out, you're going to get a lot of gobbledygook because they're just opening their mouth and saying whatever. But I also feel like there's a difference between knowing that Trump is just, talking off the top of his head nonstop and Biden constantly not being able to get words. I think I'm wondering, too, if he's not reading them correctly.
I don't know, maybe. But I just know he does not sound, completely there or even his facial expressions last night, he kind of looked pretty lost.
I know, it's weird. I wonder if he needs glasses. I wonder why they wouldn't give the man glasses. Because isn't it weird how he's always so squinty?
Well, yeah, that's him. That's him trying to read the teleprompter. But point of order: anytime he looked lost or confused, it's because Jeff Tunham's hand fell out. He didn't know what to do.
Okay, speaking of that. Let's talk about, I have to talk about this. Who dressed Kamala Harris in a black sack? Like, what was, or a brown sack?
She looked like
one. In with the chair.
She looked like, I'm a UPS driver.
That's just it.
Somebody photoshopped an M on the front. Made it an M&M.
It wasn't her fault, though. She was actually late from her part-time gig driving for UPS, and she was still in the UK.
She didn't have time to change.
Well, so normally, she is dressed kind of hip, right? Like, she's usually dressed, she's a pretty woman, so she's usually dressed flattering. That was, the ugliest thing I've ever seen, plus she blended in with the chair. Plus, didn't she look like she had a sniper? Like she knew there was a sniper aimed at her? Because she just was staring straight ahead, not doing anything.
More than once, she was like, oh, they can see me. Just be very, very still. They can see me.
Sorry, but the outfit kind of looks like I'm a giant turd.
Well, it was just, it was very unflattering. It was very bizarre. Yeah. Especially when the chair is that color.
Yeah.
It was bizarre. And then Nancy, you guys, this woman has so much money. She is a very wealthy woman. She has access to good dental care. What is going on with that mouth?
Meth. It's meth.
No.
Just saying, it's meth.
Constant out. Chronic vodka binges.
It's just so funny. Doesn't it look like her dentures are always falling out?
It does look like that.
It's just a bizarre thing to me. She's wealthy people have access to amazing periodontal care.
You think that they would fix those teeth at some point.
Well, that's why it's really weird.
Yeah.
Lou said it's because her lizard tongue is moving around in there, and now I can't unsee that.
Well, she might not be too far from the truth.
But now I look at her and I go, oh, it does look like what a lizard does.
You've seen
just
V.
Bizarre stuff.
You've seen V. Maybe that's what's going on.
I have seen V. I have seen V. I loved V.
I even liked the remake that ABC killed. I was mad about that.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. That was good. Yeah, the original one was what, in the 80s?
Yeah, I was still dying.
Yeah. Yeah. That was good. And I liked the ABC. I agree with you. I liked the ABC one. Also, that woman, the V woman, is in a new NBC series that just started last night, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, so... Completely off on a tangent, but
it happens
but
when I'm
lizard
around.
People. So speaking of outrageous like stuff that Q is spreading and stuff, you know, lizard people and Pizzagate and all that. So this is another one I heard. So Putin is only bombing sites where the United States had weapons of mass destruction. They were working on like another COVID type thing.
Huh?
Yeah.
I also saw one. Now, where they said that Putin was invading Ukraine to free a bunch of children from a European Union like sex trafficking ring, and I was
I know. I saw that too, and I'm like, so is he freeing them by killing them? Like,
yeah, I guess he's bombing them. Like, what?
Yeah, I know. I was funny because I wanted to comment because it was somebody I know on Facebook that seems rather normal. And I wanted to say, yeah, does this make sense that he's, does anybody really think that Russia and China?
Russia is more likely to be partaking in that than freeing people from it.
Exactly. 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 That's why I'm like, I'm not really sure you guys follow anything going on in Russia, you know, so,
And also, how are we going to save the kids? I mean, let's just send a giant ICBM to them. I know, that'll work.
It's a really funny thing, because I just wanted to say, well, you did see that, you know, the little six-year-old that, you know, they showed on the news that died, and sometimes I think, okay, Syria... You know, in Israel, we always see these images and you find out later it's not real. So I get there's some of that, but still, it's like, this is what a bizarre rumor. And have you guys heard any other rumors that are completely off the rockers?
One about how Putin, he invaded and captured the Chernobyl power plant so he could, like, re-rig it and kind of blow it up again. I'm like, no. Because, like, they invaded because Russia moved their troops Russian, like through a Belarus, and they invaded there and actually captured like the old Chernobyl power plant. And I saw someone on Twitter post, and it goes like, now he captured the power plant and he's going to blow it up so he can irradiate like all of Ukraine. And there's me going like, one, it's also going to kill his troops. Two, it's gonna hurt his allies. I mean, Belarus a whole lot more than it's gonna hurt Ukraine. And three, it might end up hitting Poland, which will get the whole all of NATO coming at him.
Yeah, bizarre. What did you hear, Rick? Anything or see?
The only one that kind of stuck out for me is sorry, I was chasing down a gremlin. So if you guys have already mentioned this one, just let me know. But the whole ghost of Kiev. I'm not calling it Kiev. Sorry, I grew up and it was called Kiev, and I'm sticking with that. All these people calling it Kiev, I just want to punch them in the throat. But anyway, so the whole ghost of Kiev thing apparently was some sort of psyop, and I'm like, I was kind of saddened by that.
I know. It was funny though. They made jokes like the ghost of Kiev, and then they like attribute it to like to all sorts of different things on Twitter. It was like a hashtag going, and it that was kind of funny to look at all the things supposedly the ghost of Kiev did. You know, so from world peace
if that actually ends up. And was it confirmed that it was a psyop, or is it actually, or is it still an actual thing though? Because if it is a psyop, then I would be like really sad.
Yeah, no,
it's a psyop.
It's been confirmed that it was a psyop.
I'm so sad. I'm sad.
I know. But the best thing, and again, is this real or is this just also psyop that Biden offered? Biden called and wanted to know if Zelensky needed help to get out of the country. And he said, I need weapons, not a ride. So if that's real, that was kind of cool.
Yeah.
Now it could be somebody playing with audio and video, but I'm pretty sure I've actually seen him on camera with the statement being translated that actually said that. So I think he might've actually said that one.
I'm just glad that Zelensky didn't travel with his ambassadors like into a Belarus to start the peace talks, because he would have been a wet by the Russians. I know if he went them, and I went to a Belarus.
Yeah, probably. I don't know. So anyway, I just was looking at all of the crazy. Oh, here is another one I saw that. This is about the Luciferians, and so the bad people, the bad actors, like the people that were behind Burisma and the people money laundering for the bad actors in the United States and all around. So Putin, because he is against the Bilderbergers. He is gonna like against the central banking system. He was going in there to take out the Luciferians, and I'm thinking, is it a club? Like, how do you know? Like, do they have like? I don't get it. Like, how do you find a Luciferian?
I know Russia is known for their espionage, but I don't think that the Luciferians are an actual thing.
Is that like a Rastafarian?
Well, you know, there could. I don't know. I think there's people that worship Lucifer? Well, I'm sure there is.
Absolutely. They're called Satanists.
Yes. But I'm not really sure that they are like a major presence in the Ukraine. I could be wrong, but it just seems a little.
I think they are more worshiping Dracula before Lucifer out there.
That was Romania.
I mean,
close enough.
To be fair, the whole place did glow in the dark for a while, so it might have become a gateway to hell.
Yeah, this is true.
It is.
And speaking of gateway to hell, did you guys see? Somebody was pointing out, like in the Bible, how they talk about wormwood, and that like there's only so many places in the world about that that have that, and Chernobyl is one of them. So, like, you know, end of time stuff. So it is very interesting when you start reading people's, I don't even know where they get this stuff. Dark web? Like, where do
Oh, yeah.
I don't even know.
I've got to download the old Tor browser and get a really good, like, VPN and start...
I mean,
scrolling through that stuff. I'm going to find something.
I could tell you, but then they disavow me and then kill me, so I can't really share where that
comes from. Well, we know, because, you know, I'm sure, Rick, you probably do have the inside. Maybe we should try to get, maybe that's what we should try to get for the show next time. An insider in the Ukraine or in Russia that knows something about these Luciferians.
I will DM Anonymous and see if they know anything.
Yeah. You probably would get somebody that would be willing to chat about
it. Possible.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm not sure that Russia is the country with the moral authority to take out anything. You know what I mean? Like,
I think they're more known for gulags and sending people to Siberia, and
they're not really known for their religion anymore. Like Russian Orthodox, I know that's big here, but is it big there? In
Soviet Union, kind of crushed that. Like it was big. Now when they still had the Tsar system,
mm-hmm.
But when the Soviet Union came to a like they kind of crushed like any religion because it could be a gateway to a dissent. So pretty much the religion was just crushed.
What most communist countries do.
Yeah, and that's why China is China. Like they technically do have Buddhist people, but they try to put their own now new Dalai Lama in, and remove the one that's actually the Dalai Lama, which shows that.
I just know that, you know, you can't, there are a lot of places that you can't even hand out a Bible in communist countries, much less count on Putin to represent God by taking out evil in the world.
Yeah, you know? I mean, Putin is an ex-KGB agent, so.
Yes. Yeah.
I wouldn't really trust him when it comes to religion.
And I know George Bush said he looked into his eyes and saw his soul, and, you know, yeah. I'm thinking...
Well, I'm not trusting Bush much either.
No. Not at all.
Yeah.
So, yeah, crazy stuff. Absolutely crazy stuff. So make sure, this is our little warning from the red wine, when you are online and you are reading these things, make sure or you, like, look a little bit deeper into it. Because some of it is absolutely batshit crazy. So,
yeah.
Absolutely. So, all right, we're at the bottom of the hour. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, Aaron's going to tell us about his question of the week.
Today, this breakfast isn't just breakfast. It might be the first McDonald's breakfast you're having at McDonald's again. This lunch might be a weekly tradition you hadn't had in weeks. And this dinner might be the first one you bought for not just you in a while. Whatever this order is for you, McDonald's will be here to take it.
Get more of the chicken you love with a delicious McChicken sandwich for $1. And for an extra buck, add a refreshing Dr. Pepper. Dining rooms are starting to reopen in certain communities at participating McDonald's. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-516-7602 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-516-7602 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-516-7602. That's 1-800-516-7602. Again, 1-800-516-7602.
As a small business owner, you deserve more. More confidence, more connectivity, more of the tools that help your business thrive. And at Cox Business, you can expect more from us. We don't just have sales reps. We have perfect plan identifiers, people who will work with you to make sure your business gets everything it needs and nothing that it doesn't. Your business deserves more, and that's why you can expect more from Cox Business. Call 800-526-8572 to switch today.
You are listening to KLRN Radio, where liberty and reason still reign.
Ready to stand out? Army ROTC prepares you not only as a college student, but as a strong leader, allowing you to earn the rank of second lieutenant. You will be eligible for full tuition, merit-based scholarships, and develop leadership skills essential for your future. Start strong and enhance your college experience. Visit your campus Army ROTC representative today. To find out how you can earn up to a full tuition scholarship, visit goarmy.com/podcast to locate your closest ROTC program today. Army officers inspire strength in others. Paid for by the United States Army.
Not to be a backseat driver, but can you say for sure you got the best monthly payment possible on your auto loan? Could it be that you might have gotten a better deal by shopping the loan at a few places and have a lower car payment? Next time, before you go car shopping, visit Communication Federal Credit Union first. Our auto loan experts will find you a perfect loan and get you the lowest monthly payment we can. Communication Federal, your auto loan experts. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
The following program contains coarse language and adult themes. Listener discretion is advised.
And we're back. Yeah, it's Aaron coming back here. And before we get into my question of the week here, I just last week I saw this article like on the New York Post about an ex-teacher who fed students semen Lay's cupcakes and got sentenced to 41 years. And, well, Jody and I and Diane have been talking about this pretty much like since I got on the show. It seems like every week there's a teacher who's either preying on students and grooming students, and well, last week we got another one.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Yes.
I told you, once you start watching for it, you see it all the time now.
Every week.
And it's so disheartening because you think, and my dad always says this, you're not going to find a lot of pedophiles, you know, working on a farm out in the field where you're by yourself, right? You're going to find them around kids, in coaching, in you know, preschools, babysitters, that kind of a thing. So I get that, but it's like every week.
Yeah, and also, I know what makes this story even worse is that this teacher's husband was a former sheriff's deputy, and she would pretty much bring her children from teaching, and both of them would molest children together. And, well, of course, I kind of have a personal story about something. It's a story similar to this issue, except basically there was this hockey coach for a club that I played at back in Virginia, and the hockey coach was also a detective who actually investigated the child pornography and all this. So he pretty much had access to all that, and he was coaching the team that was above mine, and he was. It came out that he was molesting one of the kids on the team, and I ended up playing with that kid on the next year. But he's a detective who investigates that stuff. Yeah. And now, when the cops went to go and raid his house, he pretty much walked out on his porch and shot himself. But it's what makes it even worse though, is that he's a cop who's investigating this stuff. And he's the one that's doing it.
Well, do you think he decided to go into that because he was interested in that? You know what I mean?
I don't know I don't know if he got into it because of that, or if he got into it and started looking at that stuff and then kept on looking at it.
Yeah, it's chicken and the egg. Yeah, I don't know. It is. Yeah, even it, and it's these are. It's hard to tell sometimes. People think pedophiles or these, you would never know looking at a lot of these teachers. This, pretty little blonde teacher in some of these, incidents that come up. You would never know, right?
Yeah, you wouldn't think so. You'd think that they'd have enough attention now from older men in their life now based on they're really attractive and you think that they'd be able you think that they wouldn't be hitting on high schoolers.
Right. Oh yeah. Creepy. Well, and there was also a story right before that about a teacher that was trading sex acts. And she was getting them vapes. She was getting them...
Yeah. Vapes, so, alcohol, weed.
Yes. I know, it's
basically, and now the husband, the sheriff's deputy, would seize some weed now from other teens, and then she would give the weed back to kids not to go in and molest them.
Yeah, it's creepy. It's really creepy. It's so weird.
And the fact that they, planned it out completely.
Oh yeah!
Had a system set up, and they've been doing it. Hold on, how many? Count 50 now. I'm reading the article to see how. Okay, so the teacher got 41 years in prison, while the deputy, who's her husband, got life.
Yeah. But good.
So many.
I know. It's just, I tell you what, it's funny because someone else told, Dan and I used to, when we first started, we used to do a lot of trafficking shows. And then Sam said, Jody, your show is so depressing. I can't listen to it anymore. Every time you tell me something awful. And it's true. It's once you figure out how much evil there is in the world and you start talking about it, you're like, good God, is there any good in the world? You just start to, all you see are the bad things, right? So we kind of backed off on that. But literally, once we started seeing it, you see articles all the time now. So
yeah, it's
depressing. Yeah, it's depressing. It's really depressing. I just saw, speaking of the Ukraine, I just saw an article about how orphanages are at risk because of traffickers in Ukraine. But that's that's everywhere. They told us when we adopted our daughter from China, one of the nannies there said that what happens is these girls either, when they age out at 15, they're kicked out. And they have no money, no family. They either go work in a factory or they go work in a brothel. So those are their choices. So that's the hard reality for a lot of countries.
Yeah, and also when you think about it, with all the chaos that's going on, Ukraine right now, it's the perfect time now for those traffickers to go and swoop in.
Oh, definitely. Oh, Haiti. When Haiti had all the issues. Yeah, that was yeah, it was a mess. It was an absolute mess. So you had a question of the week. What was
your question? The question of the week, it ties back into the Ukraine stuff, is how should the U.S. support now Ukraine? Basically, I know my opinion was, until Biden said that he had multiple plans of doing this, I'm not saying let's go cyber on Russia and knock out their communications and kind of just spook them a bit. And it also helps Ukraine out a bit, because now, since like Russia's like lost their comms, they're basically blind. But then, of course, what I never understand is how leaders will talk about stuff, will talk about military plans. And now I'm on live TV, and the enemy isn't watching. But since he talked about it, I say, no, let's not do it. Let's just supply them now.
Right. So what was the biggest consensus of what people, what did they think? Biggest, did they think we should send troops?
Yeah, it was stop buying Russian oil, pretty much, and just supply Ukraine with a bunch of aid, so basically food, water, clothing, and maybe taking in some of their refugees.
Yeah.
Weapons. Yeah.
We won't take their refugees because they're Christians.
Yeah.
You notice that?
Yeah.
Like, Syrian Christians? Nope, not for you. Yazidi Christians? Nope, not for you.
Nope.
it's just
my favorite. Yeah. Yeah. My favorite response was sell both sides weapons.
Yeah, I saw that. I did see that. And he was like, "Hear me out."
Hear me out. But, we do this with the cartels. Why not do it with full-on countries? Which, honestly, why not?
it's to the point, though. I did just read a really great article, and I should look up here quick who wrote it. And it was about how did we get here for Russia to be so upset? Really, because the U.S. has so many interests, because we're trying to get in there to protect our own interests when it comes to our interests in the world, and we are enemies with Russia. So they were absolutely correct to know that we had people in there, I get why the Ukraine, who felt vulnerable, wanted the United States in there. But I also feel like this is a lesson to all these little countries that work with world powers that think they're going to get extra special care or something. You know, Clinton got rid of talked them into getting rid of their nukes. And, Obama got rid of Crimea, basically.
Yeah. Let's just appease the dictator, because that worked out just perfectly back in World War II. Let's appease them. Let's just keep giving them stuff.
Well, it's just really, it's very odd. I just think this is a lesson for any other country in the world to see that when you have a feckless leader like an Obama or a Biden, they're not guaranteed to back you at all.
Yeah.
They're going to say a lot of words about, well, we'll stop this, we'll do this. How effective is that?
Yeah, it's not. I'm sure the sanctions are going to end up hurting Russia, but, I mean, there is no, like, I mean, it's not a coincidence that now how Putin takes Crimea while Obama is in office, Trump gets in office and Putin does nothing. And then just a little over a year, actually, like into Biden's presidency, Putin does a full invasion of Ukraine.
Right. Well, did you see? Well, I'm sure Afghanistan. What a shit show that was. I'm sure he thought, well,
yeah, no, he goes like, time. We have a retard. I'm in office. Let's go invade Ukraine now.
Well, so I thought was interesting today. I saw that China had actually knew they were going to invade and asked them to hold off until the end of the Olympics, and they did.
Yeah, and also Biden went to Xi Jinping, aka Winnie the Pooh, and told him that they told him about the intel for the Russian troop on a buildup and asked China to get them to stop. Okay, but again, Biden. Now, like, you're asking one evil dictator to tell another evil dictator to stop. It's not going to work.
Well, and they're kind of the axis of evil, right? Like,
yes.
Like China, Russia, and Iran. Like, they have a group.
I think Trump killing Soleimani sent a message to the other two.
Well, I did hear where Trump basically said to Putin, "I, you know, they already nobody's going to be surprised in the world if I take out Moscow." You do something, you know. So,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, I think there's a lot to having somebody like a Reagan and a Trump in office where you don't know what they're going to do, and they are just crazy enough, American pride or whatever enough that they'll do something serious.
Yeah. Also, yeah. I mean, Trump basically threatened Kim Jong-un now with the complete annihilation of North Korea now when they started testing their missiles again. And he pretty much like threatened them with total annihilation if they went after a Japan or a South Korea, and Kim Jong-un kind of settled down for it. He settled down for a bit.
Yeah. I did think it was interesting. Did you see Iran also is saying, well, shit, we're not going to get rid of our nukes. We see what happened to Ukraine. You talked them out of theirs, and then now
what if Iraq now somehow gets stable and starts building up their military, and they invade Iran? I mean,
you're going to see every country suddenly going, we're not going to play because clearly it doesn't help you. There doesn't do you any favors.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, just telling them to stop doesn't work.
Right.
I mean,
right.
There's a reason why Pakistan, India both have nukes. It's so one, it's to protect each other from invading each other pretty much because they've been fighting over like this one region there and they both have nukes. And if you were going to convince either of them to get rid of their nukes, well, it ain't going to happen now because of just look at
right, what happened there. But this is why I am glad on your question. I am glad that you didn't see a lot of people say they wanted to send troops on the ground because I really feel like an American soldier. We don't put enough value on our soldiers when we send them to these countries. Where, foreign interests, not American interests.
Hey, kind of, what was it with Clinton? Bosnia, was it?
Yeah,
kind of like that. Oh, no, we sent, they were peacekeepers then, pretty much. But, we sent them in. It showed a message that, we were strong.
Well, even Afghanistan.
Yeah, we're not. Yeah, even Afghanistan. If I talk about Afghanistan, I'm going to go on a rant about how poorly that was executed. Got a bunch of soldiers killed.
Oh, completely. Okay, so speaking of that, I'm sure you guys heard Lauren Boebert scream out last night, or you see a clip of it where she's screamed out 13. And I saw a lot of comments about how it was rude. A lot of Republicans saying that was rude, it was tasteless, it was inappropriate. But quite honestly, I am livid that in our response and honestly every day, we're not talking about that C-17 where people were trying to climb on and were falling from the sky and how awful it was and how we lost people. And we still have people over there. We still have people over there.
And honestly, it wouldn't surprise me if we start seeing videos of our people, if we start seeing those beheading videos coming back. It wouldn't surprise me one bit.
No, I
we're not going to do anything.
People forget, though. People forget. They forget the at the beginning of the Iraq War, how often that happened, or in Libya, or you know, they forget how these guys are serious about killing. They don't see Americans. Right. As they see us as infidels, they don't see us as real humans. Kind of like how the Nazis didn't see Jews as humans.
They just called them a Juden or unclean, which is basically Jew unclean. It's pretty much like what the Nazis called them. And the Taliban, they've been beheading people like since they've come up. Like they're beheading people because they're not radical enough, or they're not Muslim enough. Of course they're going to behead Americans, and because they're Christian.
Well, and I think it just also sends a message, whether they're religious, they could be completely, you know, atheists, you know. They killed that young girl that was just over there, the college student that was simply helping she was working as a teacher, and you know, they're evil.
And they were the ones that shot Malala right in the face just for going to school.
Yeah, they're evil. So that's why when we talk about sending our soldiers and our, you know, amping it up to that, I'm just not. I don't know. What do you think, Rick?
Honestly, sorry guys. You were cutting in and out on my side, so I was trying to clean it up. So I actually missed most of what you said.
What do you think about troops on the ground? We're against it for Ukraine.
Terrible idea. Absolutely terrible idea for two.
Yeah, bad idea
for two reasons. One, again, and this part I do remember because it was before you started cutting out on my side. I didn't see anybody in the chat, so I wanted to fix it before it started coming through. But I agree with something that you did say before I started trying to track down the Gremlin. And that is, we don't put enough value on the lives of our soldiers because we keep sending them to all these places to die. And then the last time we did that, they left them there for the most part, which has now happened twice in my lifetime that we swore that was something that we would never do. For one, for two, Putin is crazy enough to make us glow in the dark if we try to turn this into a hot war.
I agree.
Oh, yeah. He doesn't care.
I agree. He's got nothing to lose. His legacy is he wants it back. He'll do whatever he wants. Yes. I think he knew. He might even, who knows, he might think he has 6 months to live, and he's like, I'm going out with a bang, you know?
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me at all if the invasion stays the way that it's going and it's not going well, you know, if he nukes them. Nukes Ukraine.
I don't know if it'll come.
But
to that.
I also feel
I don't want him.
I don't think it'll come to
that. Do you guys feel though? Don't you think that it's like he's smarter than? I mean, and I'm going to go back to the Trump thing where everybody gets so pissed when you're talking about Putin being smart. You know, that doesn't mean I think he's a good person. But I kind of feel like there's something going on behind the scenes because it just feels like there's. He's smarter than how this is going down. Doesn't it feel a little odd?
Yeah, it feels very odd. Well, but it also shows that the Russian military is more about size and not technological expertise here outside of their nukes.
Because
their tanks are, oh boy.
I'm gonna explain probably why this is happening the way that it's happening, and I planned on going into more detail later, but I'll give you guys kind of an overview of some of what I was going to be talking about on Rails. The reason this is happening the way it's happening now is because Putin feels his window closing. He couldn't do it in 2016 because Hillary didn't get office. He was going to. He was already making moves to do it. And then with everything that's happened with the pandemic and everything else, and he's hearing about the unrest here with the Biden administration, he literally had months to try to get this done. And it's been his life's ambition to put Russia back together. Not only that, but I'm thinking we're about to get some sort of news about his medical conditions. Because I've been hearing rumors about all kinds of things that his doctors have told him. And I literally think he thinks he's not long for this world and that it's his destiny to put Russia back together. And he literally feels like he has maybe a year to do it at this point because he knows that the pendulum here is swinging the other way.
I'm with you 100%. 100%, big guy. You knew it. I completely agree with that, and I think that it's I feel like I really hope that if Biden starts to see his numbers go down, he doesn't do some knee-jerk, ridiculous thing.
And I really hope he does.
Yeah, I mean, that's what worries me. I don't know. Do you guys see that happening?
Yeah, I think we already have troops. I think he sent some into Poland and Germany.
Yes. But I don't mind being with the
I'm fine being in Poland.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm fine being there.
We already have troops. We already have troops on the ground in Ukraine, guys. They were sent in as advisors weeks ago.
Oh, yeah. Hope that they're not going to actually engage in battle.
Well, I'm not sure. Right. I'm not sure it's going to come to that because, and this is something else I was going to go into in a little bit more detail later. Russia's army is already starting a mutiny.
A lot of them were not expecting to go and fight. Like they were just, thought they were peacekeepers.
It's not just that. Putin thought this was going to last 3 days tops. Most of the folks that he sent across the border had enough food and fuel for 3 days. That's why this large convoy started coming across when he realized it was going to take much longer than anticipated. That convoy is being hit guerrilla style and being taken apart piecemeal. And at the same time, anytime it happens, people that are in the trucks are like, fuck this, we're out, we're going home. They're dumping the gas, they're dumping the food, they're just leaving. So I don't think things are going the way Putin wanted them to go. And now that he doesn't have access to his war chest, I don't know how much longer he's going to be able to do this. So that's what has worried that
really
he may make us glow in the dark.
The war chest thing, don't you think he would have anticipated that happening?
But the thing about it is, even if he anticipated it and pulled it all out, the money's worth nothing now.
Oh, yeah, because the ruble is pretty much crashing.
I mean, even if he tried to put it in some other currency at this point, all of the money across the world is basically trash compared to what it was 6 months ago. So he still at max has two-thirds of the money that he had before, and right now he's got nobody willing to take his money.
Yeah, yeah.
Except for maybe Iran and China.
Well, which is why I could see the guy using nukes. Because he's desperate. Yeah.
Well, that ultimately depends on whether or not his commanders are willing to turn the keys, and I'm not sure.
I don't know if they are either.
I don't know. I'd hope not. I would hope not.
I know Putin is. I don't know if his commanders are.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. You would think that you would hope there'd be good people, but then look in the in Biden's administration. You know?
Well, what concerns me about the officer class is that is mostly the lifers that are the officer class in the Russian army. Everybody else is conscripted. That's why he's having broad spectrum mutinies all across Ukraine right now. Because all the enlisters are like, I didn't sign up for this. You drafted me. I quit.
Yeah. And I could and honestly, you know, I'm sure that the news and the education and the lead up to it probably wasn't anything what they thought was going to happen, you know. They probably were very misinformed.
Yeah.
Well, this is Putin we're talking about. He misinforms everyone.
Well, yeah, exactly. Okay, so why don't you plug your show, Rick, and then everybody can just stay tuned.
Well, technically, I have two more. So it's Ordy and I next, and then I'll be finishing off the night going solo on America Off the Rails. So we have 2 hours.
All right. Two more hours with Rick, and you can tell he's far more educated and intelligent than I am. So.
Oh, please.
So you can get your news there. So, all right. Well, I'm Diane. If you're listening, I'm sorry you didn't feel well. Aaron and Rick, thank you for all your insight tonight. We'll be back in 2 weeks. And hopefully by then we're done with snow here. That's my goal. That's hopefully by the time we come back, it's spring.
You guys still got snow? So it was 78 degrees here. It was 78 degrees here down in Mississippi.
It's like 76 degrees here, but then again, I was just iced in so bad that even if I had tried to go to CPAC, I wouldn't have made it. So,
but anyway. Yeah. We have a snowstorm on Wednesday coming.
Fun times, fun times.
Have fun with that.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay. Well, we will. I'll go to chat and listen to you guys now. How's that sound?
Sounds like a plan.
Yep. Okay. All right. Good night, guys.
I'll talk to y'all later.